Wilda. Wilda, once again, it is indeed a pleasure to be invited back into your vibrational level, and we would like to express our greetings and our gratitude to each of you for offering us this opportunity to enter into and to interact and to share with each of you in your vibrational level. Now, before we begin, we would suggest that there exists for each of you the opportunity to be involved in what we like to refer to as a silent communication or a telepathic interaction and exchange of information with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon, or as well indeed that portion that you like to refer to as that higher self or that spark of consciousness that you are. And you will find that as a result of the energy that each of you have created and participated in the creation of, that it's quite easy for you to alter your consciousness and to enter into a meditative state. You have but to close your eyes and express the intent. For you see, closing your eyes begins the process as you instantly alter your perception to be inside instead of experiencing the outside. And so we would encourage you to take advantage of this opportunity to enter into that altered state of consciousness, into that meditative state, and in that state participate in that silent communication. But as always, of course, that choice is yours, absolutely. Now, what do you believe? It seems like such a repetition of our information, but it's what many desire to hear, to have an understanding of how it is that you create and influence this reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state, and indeed even the experiences that you experience in your so-called altered state of consciousness. What do you believe? Such a simple question, that's so very difficult for you to answer. Because you see, you hold beliefs in what we have referred to in three different categories, in the so-called human consciousness belief systems, and in the societal belief systems, and in your individual belief systems. And it's a combination of those beliefs that are responsible for the reality that you experience in your day-to-day activities, once again in your awakened consciousness state and to varying degrees in your altered states of consciousness, including in your so-called deep dream state. Although when you're in that deep dream state and in that what we refer to as between incarnational state of consciousness, then many of the so-called beliefs that you hold as a human consciousness are not as prevalent, if you wish, in what it is that you're experiencing. In those altered states of consciousness, in your dream state, you get a glimpse of what it's like to exist without this limitation of time and space, which is one of the most difficult beliefs and belief systems for you to step outside of in your so-called awakened consciousness state. And so, you, when you enter into this vibrational level, agree to participate in many of those beliefs and belief systems. And it's once again the combination of those beliefs and belief systems that are responsible for the reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. It becomes very difficult for you to grasp the concept that it's all an illusion. You as well put in place as a human consciousness consensus. You put in place what we refer to as an electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are, limits your capacity to understand the methods, if you wish, that you utilize to create and to sustain the so-called illusionary reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state, and once again to various degrees in your altered states of consciousness. And so, you enter into this vibrational level, not only putting in place those limitations of understanding who and what you truly are, but also through various beliefs and belief systems, difficulty in understanding in your awakened consciousness state what those beliefs and belief systems actually are. Many of the beliefs you put in place in your so-called altered states of consciousness, particularly many of your personal belief systems that you put in place for the opportunity to experience certain scenarios in a particular lifetime, if you wish, in a particular incarnational period, it becomes very difficult to give an accurate explanation because you believe in this concept of time and space. And it's difficult for you to step outside of that understanding or that belief system. It's difficult for you to hold that concept that you continuously alter your past as readily as you alter your future. And you continuously alter in your awakened consciousness state what you believe to be memories of your so-called past. You accept in your so-called awakened consciousness state that it's a possibility for you to influence your future, but it's very difficult for you to accept that you have the capacity, and not only have the capacity, but utilize that opportunity to alter your past. Because you see, to believe that you have the capacity to alter your past would defy your belief in time and space. You see, through your belief in time and space, you go to great lengths to make it real, to make it beyond your capacity to alter. You go through particularly what you refer to as lifetimes, incarnational periods, where you believe that you go through some type of an evolutionary process. What's difficult for you to grasp that is, it's an illusion. It's an illusion that you perpetuate to make it real. Because you see, when it's real, then it many times appears like it's beyond your capacity to alter. It's beyond your capacity to understand the beliefs and belief systems that are responsible for the reality that you're experiencing. And consequently, makes it very difficult for you in your awakened consciousness state, and as well, once again, in your various levels of consciousness, to understand the methods and techniques that you utilize to create this reality. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. It seems like such a simple statement. The difficulty many times, once again, is understanding what the belief or the belief system is, the combination of beliefs and belief systems, the human consciousness, the societal and the individual. It's very difficult to step outside of the so-called human consciousness belief systems and the societal belief systems and to alter those when it many times goes against, if you wish, the beliefs that other individuals hold that influence your reality as well. You see, you are one. You are one. As difficult as that is to understand, the human consciousness and the societal belief systems have an influence on each of you. And you participate in and perpetuate those particular beliefs and belief systems as well as your individual belief systems. And so when you hold an individual belief system that goes against the so-called societal and human consciousness belief systems, it can be very difficult for you to own that individual belief system to the point where it defies your so-called human consciousness and societal belief systems. For example, assuming that someone is involved in some type of a physical experience that the human consciousness and the societal belief systems hold as being beyond your capacity to alter it without some type of aid or assistance, but an individual believes that it's possible, it becomes very difficult to own that belief system to the point where you create your reality based upon that belief and belief system, regardless of whether or not it defies the so-called societal, and in particular the human consciousness, belief systems. You have, for example, various types of ailments or diseases, many put in place through your choices, through your decisions, through your beliefs and belief systems that you put in place in your so-called between incarnational state for the opportunity to experience in a particular lifetime, if you would. And so you go through all types of choices and decisions, and you do various things in a particular lifetime that take that belief system that's stored within your DNA and turn it from what was once a possibility into a probability. Through those choices and decisions and through the realities that you're experiencing, through your thoughts and feelings, you actually alter the energy that surrounds the DNA and consequently influence the DNA. It becomes very difficult for you to believe that you also have the capacity to defy the so-called human consciousness belief systems and the so-called societal belief systems and reverse that particular energy that surrounds your DNA and reverse what you believe to be some type of an ailment that's impossible as far as your so-called human consciousness and your societal belief systems go to reverse or to change or to alter. You must own the belief. And that becomes difficult, to own the belief with no doubt. There must be no doubt. For you see, when you have a doubt, then you begin to make the choices and decisions. You hold the thoughts and feelings that perhaps it's not possible. And that spark of consciousness that you are, from which you create this reality, holds no such judgment as to whether it's right or wrong, possible or not possible, but validates, gives to you whatever it is you desire. And so in this new age and new energy, when you hold a thought in your consciousness, it influences your entire physical being. We would suggest it influences your whole illusionary reality in the entire universe. But that can be very difficult for you to grasp in your consciousness. You can, however, grasp the understanding that your consciousness exists within each and every cell of your entire physical being. And consequently, what you hold in your conscious state can influence that consciousness that exists within each and every cell of your entire being. However, when you allow the thoughts and feelings to be influenced by the human consciousness beliefs and belief systems, it becomes very difficult to step outside and to exist in a reality that's beyond what is so-called accepted by your society and by your human consciousness belief systems. Each of you has the understanding of the limitlessness of your abilities to achieve, to accomplish what appears to many to be the impossible. You understand and you know that that's a possibility. But when it comes to certain aspects of creating and influencing your reality, you don't own that belief. You know that it's possible. But is it possible for you? Can you own that belief to the point where there's absolutely no doubt that you can create and influence that reality? Can you influence your reality entirely? You hold that belief. And consequently, when you begin to understand, and when you begin to hold those beliefs, you can alter your reality. You can alter what seemingly is impossible things for you to alter. You can alter physical ailments that others would believe are impossible to alter. You can alter physical ailments and diseases that are very difficult to be treated, if you wish, to be cured in your so-called societal belief systems and human consciousness belief systems. What do you believe? What do you believe? The most important aspect for you to understand is not whether or not it's possible, but whether or not you believe. What do you believe? Can you own that belief without doubt? As I suggested many times, you understand absolutely that it's possible. But you accept that it's within your capacity. Therein lies the difficulty, absolutely. And we've used the example of your consciousness existing within your physical being because you can accept that. It's quite easy for you to accept that there are billions of activities that are being carried out within your physical being, influenced by your consciousness, influenced by your conscious thoughts, by your belief systems, and once again, in the so-called new age and new energy, what you hold in your consciousness affects your physical being. What you hold in your consciousness affects every cell in your entire physical body. You can accept that. We would suggest that it's important to understand how your consciousness thoughts in this new age and new energy are affecting your physical being. Absolutely. What becomes more difficult for you to accept and to understand that your entire reality is an illusion, that your entire reality exists because you believe. It exists because you put in place an electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. It exists because you put in place that electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand the illusionary reality. And it seems to be real. And so when we suggest once again that your consciousness exists within each and every cell of your entire physical being, you can perhaps accept that. You may have difficulty putting all of the aspects in place in order to consciously have control over that element of reality creation process. But what becomes difficult even more for you to accept is that your consciousness exists within each and every cell of the entire universe. And so, at some level of your consciousness, you participate in the creation of the entire illusion. You see, it's important to understand that it's an illusion. It's only real in your awakened consciousness state. It's only real as long as you choose to exist in this vibrational level, under the limitations that you put in place. It's an illusion. It doesn't mean it's insignificant, absolutely not. It allows you, once again, to experience an intense range of emotions and feelings, but nonetheless, it's an illusion. And in your illusion, in your awakened consciousness state, many individuals have a tendency to look at the entire involvement and experience from their perspective, as opposed to understanding that each individual involved in any scenario chooses to be involved in that scenario, holds the beliefs and belief systems, makes the choices and decisions and the thoughts and feelings that are responsible for that experience, for that reality that they're experiencing. And it becomes difficult, in particular, when that reality that they're experiencing in the so-called perception of the masses, if you would, is a negative reality. And yet each individual is experiencing their own validation of beliefs and belief systems. And ironically, while you may view that as, once again, a very negative situation, a very negative mass experience, if you would. The individuals who are involved in that particular experience, that spark of consciousness that they are, rejoices in the creation process without judgment as to whether it's right or wrong, desirable or less than desirable. That's a human consciousness awake perception and belief and judgment that's placed upon a particular experience. It's rather ironic, and each of you can understand that there can be a group of individuals experience a particular activity, and for some that activity can produce immense feelings of joy, of gratitude even. While for others involved, it can be a very sad and disappointing experience. Involved in experiencing exactly the same type of reality. And yet, each individual can experience different emotions and feelings depending upon the beliefs and belief systems, their thoughts and feelings, depending upon what it is that they believe they are experiencing, a desirable or less than desirable reality. And once again as well, that's a judgment that's made in your awakened consciousness that from the level at which you create that reality, all involved are rejoicing at the creation process and the validation of beliefs and belief systems. That becomes very difficult, we understand, for you to grasp in your awakened consciousness state, particularly when the reality that you are experiencing is what you, in your awakened consciousness state, would view as being a very negative reality. And yet, if you can, in your awakened consciousness state, grasp that understanding, then it becomes much easier for you to hold the thoughts and feelings, to make the choices and decisions to alter that reality, to understand that that spark of consciousness that you are holds no such judgment, but simply validates what it is that you desire, gives to you a validation of your beliefs and belief systems based upon your thoughts and feelings and your choices and decisions, your attitude, and what do you believe. And so the key is to change the belief. And once again, that becomes very difficult many times when you have a societal and a human consciousness belief system that's influencing the reality that you are experiencing. To step outside of a societal and a human consciousness belief system to alter your own individual belief systems can be very difficult. And once again, we would suggest that each of you know that it's possible for you to have that experience. It's possible for you to create that type of reality. You understand and know that it's possible, but do you believe that it's possible for you? Therein, if you would, lies the difficulty. And yet it's within your capacity, each of you, to alter your reality. The irony of it is that you alter your reality. You do it on a continual basis. Once again, influenced by the human consciousness and the societal belief systems, your individual belief systems, although easier to alter, are still influenced by the other beliefs and belief systems that you agreed to participate in. The human conscious belief systems in particular are very difficult for you to step outside of, to change, to suggest that you are going to step outside of a human consciousness belief system can be very difficult indeed. It's like believing and holding the belief and the understanding that time and space are illusionary. It's like holding and understanding absolutely the belief that this isn't an illusion. It's like holding and understanding that your consciousness exists within each and every cell of all it is that you experience, and consequently your thoughts and feelings and your choices and decisions have an influence on what it is that you experience in your day-to-day activities. And to step outside of that and suggest that you can change that becomes very difficult. Absolutely, we understand, is you entered into this vibrational level for the opportunity to experience that intense range of emotions and feelings that are only possible for you to experience when you fully believe that you're not in control. So this is not a right or wrong. It's not like you're not succeeding. Actually, many might argue that that individual who believes that they're not in control, that individual who believes that they're being influenced by other entities, who believes that there are entities existing outside of your vibrational level who have complete control over what it is that you experience, there could be an argument made that those people are the most successful in what it is that they experience in your vibrational level. For that's why you entered into this vibrational level in the first place, for the opportunity to experience that intense range of emotions and feelings that are only possible for you to experience when you believe you're not in control. And so when you take that away, once again, there could be the possibility to make the conclusion that the person who takes that away is the least successful in why it is that you entered into this vibrational level. You choose to exist in this vibrational level. You choose to put in place and to perpetuate the human consciousness belief systems that you're not in control. You choose to put in place that electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. It becomes very difficult for you to step outside of what it is that you have chosen to participate in, what you have agreed through a human consciousness consensus to perpetuate. Becomes very difficult for you to step outside. Not impossible, but difficult. We have suggested many times that the answers that you seek are within inside each of you. Go within inside. Learn to alter your consciousness while maintaining awareness of what it is that you're experiencing. Go within inside. When you alter your consciousness and enter into what you refer to as a meditative state, many times you still exist within the limitations of this veil that you put in place. And so this consciousness that you are creates realities similar to the realities that you create in your so-called awakened consciousness state. And so in that altered state of consciousness, you continue to create realities. Now, ironically, you believe in that altered state of consciousness that those realities are just illusions, that they're not real. The irony of it is that many times you can experience realities in that altered state of consciousness that are closer to the so-called real existence that you are than what you experience in your awakened consciousness state. However, once again, because of this veil that you put in place, it becomes very difficult for you to accept the reality that those illusionary realities that you experience in your so-called altered state of consciousness are no more illusionary than what it is that you experience in your so-called awake state of consciousness. However, in that altered state of consciousness, as you continue to create those realities, they continue to limit your ability to gain that access to the knowledge that you seek. So we would suggest that you put them aside, that you treat them like random thoughts, despite the temptation that it can be to continue to have that very desirable experience many times that you're creating in that so-called meditative or altered state of consciousness. And so we would encourage you to put that aside. And when you create it again, when you come upon another experience that looks very inviting, put it aside. And put it aside and go deeper into your so-called subconsciousness until you get a glimpse of who and what you truly are. And when you get a glimpse of that understanding of who and what you truly are, of that overwhelming sense of unconditional love from which you create this reality, you will absolutely understand why it is so difficult, if not impossible, to express it through the use of a vocabulary, why it can't be written in a book, why it's an experience that you can have, but that you cannot express. And so we would encourage you to go within inside. The answers you seek are within inside each of you. What we suggest to you and give to you in our so-called interactions, in our verbal expressions to you, are simply what you desire to hear. We express to you that which you desire to hear. To suggest that we may have knowledge that's not available to each of you is ludicrous. Each of you has the capacity to go within inside. and to have access to the knowledge that you seek. It lies within your capacity to do so. You have but to believe. Meditate. Alter your consciousness while maintaining awareness of what it is that you experience with the intent of achieving whatever it is that you wish to achieve, with the intent of having some type of significant experience in that altered state of consciousness. Altering your consciousness and entering into a meditative state with an intent can greatly assist in your capacity to influence this reality from your so-called subconscious mind and consequently from your awakened consciousness state. What do you believe? Such a simple statement. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. You cannot change that. You can change the belief, but you can't change the concept or the understanding that the reality that you experience is a reflection of that belief. If you wish to change your reality, change your belief. It's really that simple. The reality you experience is a reflection of the beliefs you hold. You are the God you search for. There is not some entity controlling your reality or influencing your reality. You control and influence your reality entirely. And you cannot fail to come to that understanding. All the rest is an illusion. All the rest is within your capacity to alter. The only limitation to your creation process is your imagination. What do you believe? Now, we would break for a moment or two, and if you have any questions, we would be willing to return and attempt to answer them for you. And in the meantime, we would remind you, we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with you. Of you. And so we would leave you with love and with peace.